My job is to ride it like a jockey. Because I can't do anything else. It doesn't work any other way. If I knew another way, I might try it, but so far I haven't found another way.
So everybody come next week thinking about love.
We always talk a lot.
It seems to me lately that I seem to myself more cold-hearted. I don't mean that mean. It just seems like I don't feel the kind of emotionalism or...
So it's not cold-hearted, maybe. It's just cooler. Not so heated, not so frenzied, not so dramatic. Just see if that might not fit, but maybe you should bring it up next week so somehow we talk about love. Maybe we could stack the deck with more and more people, and that way somehow I'll be allowed to actually say something that somebody wants to hear. Yeah, I had a very funny experience this morning that I would have loved to have told you about.
That's great.
But you didn't bring it up. If you really knew how literally I mean it when I say to you, and it's not the first time, I'm sure it won't be the last time I say it, that I have no idea what's going to come out of my mouth when I come in here. And that as it's being said, I have no idea of how it's being said, even what's being said. If you really knew how literally I mean it, you may not even believe it. It's so strange. I certainly would never have believed it. That much I could say for sure. If somebody had said it to me in the way I now know it and been able to articulate it in a way that I could have gotten what they actually mean so literally, no way I would have believed it. So never, never ask me to explain how all this works, because I can't explain it any more than you can. Well, if you can, great, but I can't. If you can, please explain it to me. Because it's a very strange experience to want to say something simple, easy, and not literally not be able to. Literally have to say something else because other words are being put in your mouth and coming out of your mouth. It's very weird. And you don't experience it anywhere else or in any other circumstance. It has something to do with all of us together. Very recently, maybe even last week, I don't know, I don't remember what I say from 1 week to the next. Sometime recently, I said something about the least important person in this room when I'm speaking is me. That's literally true. I'm not saying that to be falsely humble or self-effacing or cute or anything, charming or anything else. I'm saying it because I literally mean it. I don't get any say in any of this. The person here doesn't get to be involved. It's always a surprise what gets said, what happens, what the discussion is, what gets shared, what is said, what isn't said. So just understand that no matter how you react to whatever I say, it's my assumption that a majority of the time, the person most surprised by what I say is me. Because it's never rehearsed, it's never thought about, it's never based on anything other than what happens here together. And in that equation, this chair is empty. That's the whole reason we record, so I can hear what's said.
Then the question is, then where are you?
Want the real answer?
Yes.
Sitting in your seat. And if you knew the literalness with which I mean that, you'd run.
I was scared.
That's what I meant. You'd get scared. Well, you've made it a delightful evening for me, so thank you. Maybe it'll happen again. I come here every Thursday. Whether I want to or not.